This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hello, everyone. I want to thank the members of the media for joining us this afternoon on a very difficult, very sad day in Buffalo. I'm joined this afternoon by Fillmore District Council Member Mitch Nowakowski, Buffalo Police Department Deputy Commissioner Patrick Overdorf, and Buffalo Police Department Chief of Detectives Craig Macy. As Mayor of the City of Buffalo, I'm deeply saddened to share that Michael Mickey Harmon and Jordan Coletto, two well-known, loved, respected members of Buffalo's Allentown and LGBTQ plus communities were the victims of a tragic double homicide that took place yesterday. I want to extend my deepest and most heartfelt condolences to their families, their friends, their loved ones, and the community during this unimaginable time. I want you to know that we share in the grief of those who knew and of those who cherished them. And I know there are no words that we can say that can take away your heartache, but just want you to know that I and the entire Buffalo community are here for anything you may need. I've been in contact with Erie County District Attorney Michael Kane and his office, and I want to ensure the community that this case is being handled with the utmost seriousness and that the Buffalo Police Department, the DA's office, and other partners will continue to collaborate to ensure the investigation is flawless. I know when an incident like this occurs, particularly when the victims are a member of the LGBTQ plus community, one of the first inclinations is to ask whether or not this is a hate crime or anything of that nature. At this point, there's absolutely no indication of that. However, I do want to stress the Buffalo Police Department will follow any and all leads during their investigation. With reference to that investigation, at this time, I want to bring up Buffalo Police Department Deputy Commissioner Patrick Overdorf to fill you in on a little bit more of the particulars. Deputy Commissioner.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. First, on behalf of the department, I would like to offer our deepest condolences to the friends and families of the victims. At approximately 4:25 p.m. yesterday, Bravo District officers were dispatched to 5 St. Louis Place for a person with a knife call. Upon arrival, the officers did encounter a male with a knife. The male did drop the knife, but only after cutting himself. The officer did call for an ambulance. The ambulance did arrive and transport the individual up to ECMC. The individual remains at ECMC at this time as a person of interest under the supervision of the Buffalo Police Department. Upon a subsequent search of the house, officers did locate 2 deceased victims. The medical examiner's office did determine the cause of death to be blunt force trauma. Obviously, this investigation is ongoing by the Buffalo Police Homicide Squad, but at this time, there is no indication at this point in the investigation that it is related to a hate crime. But obviously, we are early in the investigation and continue to investigate all leads. With that, I turn it back over to Mayor Scanlon.
Thank you, Deputy Commissioner. As I mentioned, this is a horrific incident, a terrible loss for the Buffalo, the Allentown, and the LGBTQ plus communities of Buffalo. And someone who works, represents, and fights for those communities every day is Fillmore District Council Member Mitch Nowakowski. Well, I'd like to welcome to the podium for a moment now.
Thank you, Mayor. So I come here as the district council member for Allentown and someone who is a member of the LGBTQ community. The 2 homicide victims are my constituents, but they're also my personal friends. So it makes today even more harsh to have to gather all of these facts and make sure that I can help lead my community and make sure that we have good information. As district council member and as a member of the LGBTQ community, there is nothing that suspects that this was a hate crime. So I want to put those tensions at ease. The second is the individual, as it was stated, is at ECMC. So no one is believed to be at large. So the larger community does not have to be fearful that somebody that could be in connection of this of these homicides is at large. I refuse to allow Mickey and Jordan's memory to be attached to these heinous crimes. I want everybody to know that these people were artists, were people of the Allentown community who made it better, who made things happen, who worked with me ever since I got into office. When you look and see Allentown, its vibrancy, its festivals, its artwork, think of them, because that is who they are. They do not deserve to have their legacy attached with the heinous crime that happened yesterday. So today, a lot of people in multiple communities are hurting. I'm hurting with them, but I'm also here to help lead us through this pain. We're not going to get over it, but we will get through it somehow, and I will do it together. I will remain until the end to be communicative to the community, to bring us together, to provide good information and communication from all city departments, and that one day justice will be served. Thank you.
Thank you, council member. As he mentioned, there's some unspeakable pain and heartache going on throughout our community right now, I think it's important that while experiencing that pain, we make sure to take time to reflect on the people that Mickey and Jordan were and what they brought to this community through their advocacy, through their commitment to the Allentown community and their involvement in the entire Buffalo community. With that being said, I can open it up to any questions.
Was the person who's in ECMC that is a person of interest in this, were they known to Mickey and Jordan?
We don't have an answer to that at this point, but that's part of the ongoing investigation.
Was the house where these two individuals were found, was it their house?
I'm sorry?
Was it their house, Mickey and Jordan's house, where they were found dead?
They were renters.
Yes, it was the occupants that were found deceased in the house.
Does it was their house?
Yes.
Do you know who made the 911 call or how that came about?
Yes, the 911 call came in from a friend that was concerned that one of the victims did not show up to work, came to the house to check on him.
Do you have any idea how long from the acts of when the bodies were discovered during the Indianapolis time?
We have an approximate timeline that we're looking to shore up with some evidence, but we have an approximate timeline during the course of the day yesterday.
So it is believed that yesterday was the day that the crime was committed?
Tentatively, yes.
Okay. Did the house appear to be broken into? Any signs of forced entry?
Those are all the things that we're looking into. Some of the early indications lead us to believe that they did not know each other, which is why we're confident to come to the conclusion that there's no indication that there is a hate crime attached to this right now, but we are looking into that aspect of this.
Can you give us the correct spelling of the two victims?
Yes. After, I just don't want to be on the record with misspelling. So
we can give it to you after.
Is the name of the suspect going to be released today?
Well, the person of interest is at ECMC right now under supervision of the Buffalo Police Department, and if something should transpire, you'd get that name at a later date.
Just for clarification, you said the call came for like a welfare check, but then there was the call of a person with a knife. Did those happen simultaneously?
So yeah, there was a friend. One of the victims did not show up for work, so a friend went to the house to make sure everything was okay. Spotted someone with the knife and then placed the call for a person with a knife call.
This may be a question more for Mitch, knowing him as a friend. I saw an Instagram post that said they celebrated an anniversary together. Were these two romantically involved? Could you speak to
They were partners for quite some time.
Would you be able to speak, Mitch, about their influence on the Allentown community, the murals? We were out on Allentown today, and every shop owner said there was a pillars of the community.
I thank you for that question. You can't step foot on Allen Street without knowing who Mickey Harmon is. He is a prolific artist and had an art gallery that he owned with a few people called the Pineapple on Allen Street. When you look at the mural that's on Q, 44 Allen Street, you'll see historical figures. We worked on things, you know, there we had funny times with Mickey where I was protesting slumlords with megaphones in front of buildings. He was a big part of Intersect and Pride and bringing in different artists and venues to really not only just, you know, liven up Allen Street, but really bring in that cultural vibrancy that Allentown is known for. And he was very hilarious. We had a really deep sense of humor. Jordan was a sweet soul who was somebody who Mickey met and they were able to, you know, find love within each other. And, you know, Jordan, my emotions have gone up and down. And I like have this thought that Jordan would just be laughing, that everyone would be talking about Mickey, because he was completely fine with Mickey being the big personality that he was. But when hearing, I've been up all night, I've heard from people that I haven't talked to in 10 years that know Mickey, and he was virtually known in every single community in Buffalo. He was a staunch Buffalonian. He believed in our neighborhoods. He believed in walking and biking and not using a vehicle. He believed in artwork and bringing people together, having a ton of fun and evolving. This is a huge loss. And Mickey was a big proponent of me getting into elected office. I mean, our community finally got representation on the Common Council after a serious long of time because of people like Mickey to help get me elected. And, you know, they were definitely peoples and pillars of the community who are far greater than their circumstances of how they departed. And that is what I promise people will know, because the last thing that I want them to be known as is people that were victims of horrendous crimes and heinous acts. So to me, their contributions to the city of Buffalo and to Allentown are immeasurable.
Councilman, you mentioned, you know, Mickey being an artist. Jordan, what did he do for work?
That's a good question. So that was their mutual connection, was through art. They did multiple, you know, not only did they have to do, you know, different jobs to pay the bills, but they did set performances and really garnered the artist community to work together. So that's what they did. They didn't have cars. They lived a very urban lifestyle where they walked everywhere, where art was at the centerpiece of their life. And they were involved in community events from pedestrian safety to getting drag queens to do a crosswalk off on Delaware Avenue. And the one thing I say that is because Mickey and Jordan were unapologetically who they were. So they did not care if they were called flamboyant or if they were called a derogatory term. Those are the people that make this world a better and more inclusive and open society. And that's who they were as people.
Mayor Scanlon, would you like to speak about how they were pillars of the community when you lose such people like this in the city of Buffalo?
Yeah, you know, it's heartbreaking whenever we lose someone in the city of Buffalo to this type of violence, this unspeakable violence. But when you have people who contribute on the level that that they did, it hits home a little harder. You know, as the council member mentioned, you'd be hard pressed to walk through Allentown, and particularly down Allen Street, without a reminder of their participation in and their commitment to the city of Buffalo and the things that take place here year round. And you know, whether it's community events or small business, whatever it might be, their commitment to Buffalo won't be forgotten. I think it's extremely important what the council member talked about, that the one thing they are not remembered as is victims, but instead as the people who they were and how they contributed to the overall wonderfulness that is Buffalo.
So just to be clear, at this point, it's not believed that Jordan and Mickey were known to their alleged attacker?
We don't know that for a fact right now, but so far that is the indication.
At this point, okay.
Yeah.
Were they found in the house together? Is there any sort of indication of what the house looks like when police entered?
Chief.
With respect to that, we're not going to get into that piece. They both were in the house, and that's what I'm comfortable with saying.
Do you have the ages of everyone involved?
I do. We have 40, 37, and then the male that's under supervision is 35.
And the man under supervision, was he previously known to Buffalo Police or law enforcement?
No.
Is there any indication you can give us as to what may have spurred this?
Not at this time.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you, everyone.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.